Okay, can't get the mic to work properly, so back to the iPhone. Just watch Question Time. Usual polarising opinions, maybe swear a bit at the telly. Charlie Faulkner really just comes out with nonsense every time. You've got to admire his loyalty to the party, I suppose, but, you know. Claire Short was marvellous, as usual, but I love the way she has this way of talking, and she doesn't ever move her teeth. She just moves her lips around her teeth. Looks like she's a ventriloquist. You know, it's like her mouth just doesn't move when she talks. George Galloway was quite sensible this time. Normally he goes off on one a bit, loses his rag and comes out with nonsense, but he was alright. Mad Mel Phillips was Mad Mel Phillips. And Theresa May was very, very quiet, just sat in the end and really didn't say much at all. And seemed to wear the same outfit she had on at Prime Minister's Question Time yesterday. She's getting a wear out of that. Must have been expensive. And David Dimmerby was very, very conciliatory this week. Normally, in the last few weeks, he's been a bit naughty and taking the mick out of people on the panel. This time, he just let things flow. I think he's been sold off. So, yeah, that was Question Time. I'm just watching this week now. This week used to be great, and now it's just dumbing down and getting more and more daft every week, and, you know. But I still watch it. It's a bit of politics, and I love politics. That's what makes me so interesting. Okay, speak to you soon, guys. Bye-bye.